We now rise for a time of prayer. In our prayers this morning, we will be remembering the Ross family as they continue to mourn for the loss of Gordon. The service was yesterday at Peace. Also, the Dementia Care Support Group that meets here at Peace has also asked for prayer, that we would uplift them in their meetings and gatherings here each Wednesday afternoon. And then also we will pray for the Women's Bible Study I Am that just started this last week, the I Am Statements of Jesus Gospel. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for all people and their various needs, for the church around the world, and for those near and dear to us. Lord, you are our rock and our refuge. Grant your peace to all those who live in fear, especially immigrants, refugees, and all who are oppressed. Be their light and their salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, look with favor upon those who are homeless, unemployed, or underemployed. Grant them patience in the midst of suffering and meaningful callings in your perfect timing. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we know that your ways are not our ways, but sometimes we fail to understand your will. Strengthen the hearts of those who are coping with life disappointment. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we ask your blessing and healing upon all who are sick or are recovering. Lord, especially this day, we thank you for the partnerships that we have at Peace. For the Women's Bible Study on Tuesday mornings, Lord, we thank you for the promises of I Am. And pray that that would be a blessing for those women that attend and also for our community as the fruit bears itself out in our community. Lord, also for the Dementia Care Support Group, we thank you for the growth that it has seen, for the conversations that are had, and for the support that is offered. Bless them in their time, but also in the time in between with those that are receiving this care. Lord, also for the Ross family as they mourn Gordon's loss, we thank you for the promises that you give in baptism, and thank you for that family for uplifting the concern of having him baptized, and for Gordon, of course, saying yes to baptism and to Jesus Christ in his life. And for those others this morning that we uplift, for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Blake, Joanna, Rachel, Don, and Kylie, Jim, and Donna. And finally, Lord, for the gift of life for Lindy's grandson, Alexander. Bless that family in the days ahead. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, each of us here today has prayer requests. During this moment of silence, we pray that you would hear us and answer our prayers according to your perfect timing. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.